the mighty Gwen.
He is the managing editor of the Acme Packing Company, which covers the Green Bay Packers. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Tex Western. Evan Tex Western joins us on the show right now. Break down the Green Bay Packers. And, Evan, I bet the question on a lot of people's minds right now, looking at Packers camp and everything that happened to that team last year, is what is the status of Jordy Nelson, and how close is he to being, you know, ready to rejoin the team at full speed?
Hey, well, first, thanks for having me on. And you hit on the $100,000 question. So it's all about Jordy Nelson right now in training camp. He's sitting on the PUP list right now. So the word is that he kind of tweaked his right knee, his healthy knee, when he was doing some rehab and working hard to come back from that torn ACL. But I think everybody expects him to be reactivated here maybe in the next two, three weeks or so. Give him a good, 2 to 3 weeks of training camp and then be back in the field. He's certainly got that great connection with Aaron Rodgers. He's a veteran. He knows the offense. So he shouldn't really need very much time to get back up to speed as far as the mental aspect of it goes, though.
I always thought he was the most underappreciated or underrated player in all of football, in my personal opinion. Do you think that after all the struggles the Packers had last year and everything that offense went through, and I know it wasn't just him. Obviously, the offensive line was racked with injuries, and there were other things going on there as well. But looking at how hard they struggled without him, do you think after that more people nationally are going to appreciate just what Jordy Nelson brings to that team?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, is the Packers work so well when they've got that inside-outside receiving threat with Nelson and Randall Cobb kind of playing off each other. And you saw just a dramatic drop-off from the caliber of a player that Nelson is down to guys like Devontae Adams and James Jones, who really weren't the kind of game-breaking talents that Nelson can be. And they don't necessarily have the connection with Rodgers that Nelson does. I mean, he and Rodgers are so good on those back shoulder throws along the sideline. He's so good on play action, getting those post routes down the field. So I think you definitely saw kind of a cascade effect of Nelson's absence, and then some of the injuries, like you said, the offensive line and the rest of the receiving corps really just snowballed into having an overall disappointing season for the entire offense.
If there's any player in the NFL who seems to have tapped the fountain of youth, it appears to be Julius Peppers, who is going into he's been 15 years in the league. He's 36 years old, and just still seems to bring it year in and year out, and is always effective in some way or another. How is he looking so far in camp? What do you think for a guy of that age, who with that much mileage on the tires there, what do you think is a realistic expectation for what he can contribute this year?
Well, I think the big key for Peppers is making sure you keep his snap count low, especially early on in the season. And the Packers are really going to be able to do a good job of that this year because there's so many players that they have as options at outside linebacker at the pass rusher position. You've got Clay Matthews, obviously, on the one side, but Nick Perry has really looked good in camp. And so the better Nick Perry plays, the more he's going to play, and then the more they're going to be able to cut back Pepper snaps, and then that'll just increase the amount of effectiveness that he has when he is in there on the field. So I think you're going to see him play a significantly smaller number of snaps than he did the last 2 years in Green Bay, but be more effective when he is in there. I don't necessarily know that he's going to get up to double-digit sacks again this year, but more the playing time issue, not because of effectiveness. I think you could still see him in 7 to 8 sacks, a couple of forced fumbles. I think that's a realistic expectation.
We're talking with Evan Tex Western, managing editor, Acme Packing Company. They cover the Green Bay Packers. Give him a follow on Twitter at Tex Western. We talked about the offensive line a little bit earlier and how just banged up they were at the end of the year. I think in the playoff game against the Redskins, you had a converted tight end who was playing center, and then he was playing left tackle in J.C. Treader in that game, and a bunch of other guys having to move around. What is the state of the health and talent of that front five in front of Aaron Rodgers right now?
Well, right now you nailed it with the continuity being completely messed up by the injuries last year. In 2014, the starting five missed, I think, one combined game for all five linemen, and it was one of the best lines in football. And last year, that just about everybody on that starting line went through some sort of injury at some point. So this year we're looking at Corey Lindsley, the starting center, is still on the PUP list, but TJ Lang came back just earlier this week from being out the first week at camp. So you got four or five starters ready to go. You also had an infusion of talent in the depth this year with the draft selections of Jason Spriggs in the second round, and then Kyle Murphy in the sixth round. So you've got a little bit more depth at the tackle position in particular if, for some reason, Treader doesn't end up having to stay at center due to the injury to Lindsley lingering a little bit. So it's all about continuity on a unit like that. But for now, I think the Packers look like they're in good shape for this year. Now, next year is going to be a different story because four of the top six linemen are going to be free agents in the offseason. So it'll be really interesting to see if any of those guys get extended this season or if they all end up hitting the market in March.
How do you expect the Packers to use Clay Matthews this year? I mean, he's moved around so much in his career. The Packers drafted an outside linebacker this year in Kyler Fackrell. They drafted an inside linebacker in Blake Martinez. Does that give them any more flexibility to be a little bit more creative with Clay Matthews? You think he goes back to being a pass rush only guy, or what do you see happening there?
Well, one of the lines that we kept hearing out of the coaching staff this offseason was, we want to get Matthews back outside. We want to get him back into a full-time pass rushing role. And so I think that's kind of the direction that things have been heading. You haven't really seen him take any snaps inside yet in training camp or in minicamp. But Dom Capers, the defensive coordinator, did kind of leave the door open the other day when he was asked about it. And he said that everything's kind of going to be dictated on how everybody plays. So Matthews has the ability to play on the inside. I still think every once in a while you might see him move into an inside kind of blitzing role. I don't necessarily think you're going to see him line up at inside linebacker on base downs, though, at least not if everybody stays healthy on the inside. You've got Jake Ryan and Sam Barrington who can both really support the run well, and then Martinez was one of the best coverage linebackers in all of college football, and I think you'll see him in there for the most part in the nickel and dime packages when they go to third down. But I definitely think Matthews will be setting the edge again, and that's going to be the area he focuses on. But yeah, don't be surprised if he does move around just a little bit.
What do you think? I mean, taking a big picture look at the rest of the division right now, I mean, obviously Minnesota is going to be competitive. They're the defending division champs. Although I'm not a huge buyer on Teddy Bridgewater, they're going to be very competitive. The Lions and the Bears, I have no idea what to expect from. What do you see when you look at the rest of the division? Do you think it's improved markedly from where they were last year?
Yeah, I think both the Lions and Bears had pretty good draft classes, and they addressed a lot of the big needs that they had. Chicago's defense, I think, is going to be a lot better again this year. And so that's an area where I'm a little concerned. But I ultimately do think it's still going to come down to a two-team race between Minnesota and Green Bay towards the end of this season. It should be a fun one to watch, too, because the Packers kind of run the gauntlet in the NFC North at the end of the season. They play all three division teams back-to-back-to-back these last 3 weeks of the year. So that'll be a fun way to decide the division.
30 seconds or less. If everything stays, if the Packers stay healthy this year, relatively speaking, at least among the key contributors and players here, is this a team in your mind that could knock off Carolina?
Absolutely. I think this is a team that can win the Super Bowl if everybody stays healthy, everything works out the way that we hope it will. Jordy Nelson comes back healthy. I think this is absolutely a Super Bowl caliber team.
Evan Tex Western, managing editor, Acme Packing Company. They cover the Packers. Give him a follow on Twitter, @TexWestern. Very good stuff today, man. Really appreciate the time.
Great. Anytime. Thanks a lot, and go Pack, go.
There you go. 1-800-777-2907 is the number. That's one of the cool things about the Packers. The people who cover the team, they're fans, too. And there's a lot of passion for that. What do they have, like 387,000 people there the other night to watch a practice or something like that? Very good stuff.